You know, that's right. And I'm proud of that fact. And there's really two things, again, that drove that. I think one, it is a testament to the way that producers responded. They learned a lot of lessons about improving biosecurity on their farms. They've done the hard work. You've got to do that, though, every single day. And that's hard on them. And so I just commend our producers, because we saw a lot of lateral movement, a lot of farm-to-farm movement in 2015. We did not see that this time around. And that's a testament to them. It's also the response was better, was faster. We did a more effective job of finding those sites early, containing the virus on those sites, and then disposing of that virus on site. And that, again, is a testament to our team here at the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship, the state veterinarian and his team, but also our great partners with USDA. We learned a lot. We did a better job, but we will always try to work to do even better, because inevitably you find things that gaps that we had or capacity issues that we had. But we're very fortunate in the state of Iowa. We've got a huge USDA facility up in Ames. We've got an Iowa State University Vet Diagnostic Lab that's right there ready to go. We've got a lot of assets that we can use when we're in a crisis situation.